Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Leon Kurtz, the CEO of Jubilee Metals. Welcome back, Leon.
Good morning, Phil. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So obviously we just saw the company announce the rollout of its integrated copper strategy in Zambia, including the acquisition of two near-surface copper mining operations. The Rowan Upgrade project has completed construction and commissioning has commenced. Jubilee has acquired Project M and Project G, increasing its copper resource base, targeting 16,000 tonnes per annum at the Sable refinery. Project M aims for 25,000 tonnes per month at 3-4% copper by Q3 2024, while Project G targets 20,000 tonnes per month at 3-4% copper by Q4 2024. Sounds like things are finally starting to happen at Rowan, Leon.
Thank you, Phil. It certainly is. Yes, I mean, it's been an exceptional effort by the team to get Rowan to this position where mechanically it's done. We now start the commissioning activities and testing. As we say in this announcement, simultaneously, we already started processing the material that will be upgraded at Rowan. It's a great achievement by the team through some challenging times to get to this point at Rowan. So we're quite excited, looking forward to July to see this investment pay off.
Absolutely. So you also concluded a further offtake agreement, just reading the RNS, and I think that where there's effectively a stockpiled low-grade mined mineral in support for the expanded Rowan operation. So just talk us through the process of how this low-grade material is upgraded at source and how this helps to sort of maximize the processing at Rowan. Presumably the material is crushed and prepared to a kind of a defined standard which Jubilee require?
Absolutely, Phil, yes. So part of the upgrade of Rowan, as we just said previously in the announcement, was to add flexibility to Rowan so that we could simultaneously process both historical tails or processed material as well as mine waste simultaneously. So what we do with this low-grade material that is often discarded by the industry, exactly as you say, we prepare it, crush it down, screen it, classify it by size, and then bring it into Rowan to be further upgraded. And because the Rowan's flexibility offers such a great, unique opportunity for us. There are many, many of these opportunities that we're now able to sign up well beyond even the capacity that Rowan holds. And this offtake is a classic example of that, where we've been able to secure yet again a very large amount of historical material that we can process at Rowan to ensure that Rowan's capacity from that component of Rowan, so that's the area where Rowan can take low-grade mine discard material and upgrade it, that it's fully contracted for the foreseeable future.
So I suppose congratulations are in order, really, if Rowan is now as you wish it to be. We were obviously there a year or so ago, and we were hoping that this was going to be the case, but obviously there is issues in Zambia with water, with electricity, with all of those things that you need to sort out. But can you hand on heart now say Rowan's ready to rock and roll?
Oh, absolutely. So really, I mean, the next phase is bringing that into full operation. We've done extensive pre-work, pre-testing for this facility to make sure. We've also, for the interest of our shareholders, just to be able to see the sheer magnitude of the investment that's gone into Rowan. There's a video that's been loaded up onto our website for people to go and have a look and see of Rowan, how it looks. It's the video is about 3 weeks ago. I mean, we'll make a new video for our shareholders in about 5 weeks from now to show them the Rowan in full operation as well, for people just to have a sense of what was Bush and today, what is the investment and the operational footprint that Rowan offers.
So how quickly do you think Rowan will be up to capacity in terms of what it's performing?
It's be quite a rapid commissioning. You'll see in the video that components of Rowan is already running. And so we have set a target that by end of July, that Rowan will be running to its full capability and capacity by the end of July this year.
And then what will that actually physically be producing to send to Sable?
Well, initially, as we say in the announcement, there's two components to the transactions we've executed. So Rowan makes two products. It makes a high-grade product, a copper concentrate, which can be traded directly into the market or be refined at Sable. It then makes a second lower-grade concentrate, which must be further refined at Sable. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, as we discussed in the announcement, Sable as a refinery is being increased its capacity. We're increasing its capacity to be able to process and produce 16,000 tons of copper per annum. But at the same time, the transactions we announced this morning with Project M and Project G, as we call them, these open pit operations producing copper, these reefs that are close to surface are quite complex. They're weathered reefs, but they're perfectly suited for the process we've implemented at Sable. And this area we've now unlocked offers tremendous growth for Jubilee. So we are migrating to a position where Sable's capacity will be fully taken up by this type of opportunities. We've announced two. We are reviewing tens more of these opportunities in Zambia. So it's very likely that we reach in the very near term a position where all of Sable's capacity is taken up by this type of material. That offers us then the flexibility to at Rowan to either sell its concentrate, which exceeds the capacity of Sable, into the open market, or we start implementing further downstream beneficiation processes at Sable to take the copper concentrate into a far higher grade, more valuable product at Rowan. And that's something that we are considering and the design engineers are currently reviewing. It's a decision we'll take later in the year, whether in fact we do invest further and expand the Rowan to be able to produce a very high quality product beyond just copper concentrate.
Because these two projects, Project M and Project G, I'd like to know why you chose those names, but I presume it's what they start with. But you can fill us in. 25,000 tons per month. Obviously, that's not going to be straight away, but within a short period of time. At grades of 3 to 4% copper is 750 to 1,000 tons of copper itself.
Yes.
In that one. And the other one, 20,000 tons, the same. You're talking about between 600 and 800 tons. So you're talking between 1,350 and 1,800 tons of copper per month. If I times that by 12, I'm getting to 20,000. Now, that's more than Sable can actually do as we speak.
Quite correct. So just those two alone have the opportunity to fill Sable completely. Keep in mind that Sable is able to float out a component of that copper into a high-grade concentrate as well. So Sable has that flexibility. It's part of the upgrade going through at the moment. But that just those two numbers you've just quoted gives you the sense of the magnitude of the opportunity that we've been able to unlock by implementing the processes we have on these type of reefs in Zambia. It's an overlooked opportunity in Zambia. The reefs are often regarded as too complex because of their weathered nature, but we've solved that through our development center.
Yeah, and I mean, 16,000 tons of copper at today's price of 9,500 per ton, with probably now that you've bought these projects, there's no cost, obviously, to the getting the ore. It's going to be quite an amount of money going to your bottom line, no? I don't even want to do the maths, but it's a lot of notes.
No, quite correct, Kevin. You can see why this is quite a key driver in the company. As we discussed in the announcement, Jubilee is part of our review of the copper opportunity in Zambia. And again, learning from our South African experience, where today we are soon to be the largest chrome concentrate producer, all from material regarded previously as discard or low grade. From that experience, we looked at Zambia and we've grouped our copper opportunity into three categories. The first category is previously processed material that also includes the tailings, where our research department is looking at unpacking that opportunity into a valuable offering for our group. The second opportunity is previously mined material. This speaks to the offtake agreements we are signing and executing, feeding into our Rowan concentrator, and yet again announcing a further such offtake being executed. The third category is this weathered material, which is at surface, open pitable material that we've unlocked to be able to recover it efficiently, upgrade it at source, and then bring it into our refinery. This area is offering tremendous potential growth to Zambia and to us, because it's an area where there is a number of these licenses challenged by the type of reef they hold, challenged by finding a processing solution to extract the copper out of this weathered reef. And we've solved that puzzle. The first two we've announced today, as I said, I'm fully expectant that that first two will be followed up by many more similar opportunities in Zambia, as the team is now engaging with the owners, demonstrating what we bring. And of course, behind what we bring a whole program of stakeholder investment, stakeholder upliftment. It's not just simply extracting copper. It's adding value to the whole area where we invest, which is attracting people to us. Out of this transaction, you also saw that the owners put their hands up and asking to be paid in shares in Jubilee and valuing the fact that by getting a payment in our equity, they participate in the upside we bring to those projects. And we were able to negotiate a very small equity investment from Jubilee shares to these projects to limit our dilution to our shareholders, but at the same time, secure a long-lasting relationship with these owners invested into the success of these projects.
Very good. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers, and if you have a margin of $6,000 per ton of copper, which basically means the processing costs will be in the region of $3,500 to $4,000, which I don't know how completely accurate that is, but you're talking about Sable producing nearly $100 million. Now, on top of that, you've got whatever Rowan produces as a concentrate, whether that comes to Sable or not, I don't know, but these two projects fill Sable. So Rowan in itself is going to be producing something of the same magnitude, I would imagine, in terms of financial situation. And then on top of that, you're working in about the Mofalera project, the slag project, which will also come online towards the end of the year. So if I'm not mistaken, what that means is this potential profitability probably mid-2025, though probably up at that level of production some stage nearer the end of this year, of basically what your current market cap is on an annualized basis. Is that fair, or am I over-egging it?
Well, Kevin, I mean, what we can say is that if we look at our production profile, and you are right, we are targeting towards the end of this coming financial period to be reaching that full production capacity, both at Rowan and at Sable. It means if you look at our previously announced numbers, we are all in cost to produce a ton of copper cathode, runs in the order of about $4,500 to $4,800 per ton of copper. You can look at the calculations and you can see that copper is at the position to be launched into a significant earnings contributor to our group. Some of the projects you mentioned, like Mufulira, that's not for this year. That is still further into the future. That's not planned for the immediate over the next 8 months at all. Our biggest focus now is to capture a larger portion of this weathered surface open castable material opportunity in Zambia now that we've solved that puzzle. We need to make sure that Jubilee and our investors own a significant portion of that opportunity, much like we've done in chrome, where we unlocked that opportunity of weathered material that the industry had thought was either too low grade or complex. We need to capture that solution, or that opportunity, rather, for Jubilee before we move on to the next opportunity offered in copper.
I was going to ask you about that, just to sort of give a brief update on where you are with that, you know, that waste rock project in terms of, presumably there's process testing going on, there's further resource drilling. Just give the listeners an update on what they can expect from that in the coming months.
Oh, absolutely. The waste rock project, which is an extremely large project. We're currently launching quite a detailed drill program. We are speaking of nearly 260 to 280 million tons of rock on surface. So we have to profile that quite accurately. This is 70 years of mining that's been discarded onto this pile of material. So we need to profile it accurately, because in that rock, all the history of the various mines are captured. And to ensure that our design accurately addresses that variability, we are completing that drill program over the coming 60-odd days. That then is used to do the detailed updated designs for our processes, before we then launch that into operation. We're looking at scaling that project quite significantly, as we said, because it offers that ability to be scaled. And we'll update shareholders probably in the coming 8 weeks on the conclusion of the drill program, on the sheer numbers that that project offers to us and, of course, our partners that are signed up with us in that project.
Very good. So from the perspective of yourself, are you happy with the way things are progressing in terms of Zambia and copper? For that first question. Second question is, how do you see the probe and PGMs expanding over the next sort of 12 months as well as you move that project forward?
Absolutely. So on copper, first and foremost, our runway now to achieve our 25,000 tons per annum is very clear, and well beyond that. The three categories of material we have now been defined, develop the solutions and can see how to implement and roll out those opportunities offers us great growth opportunities within Zambia. So for Zambia, yes, of course, there are challenges within the country. We are running various programs to see how do we buffer ourselves against the power constraints within Zambia. How do we integrate renewable power into our solutions in Zambia? We're working closely with the authorities to ensure that our stakeholder programs are accurate and beneficial to our partners to ensure support for our growth in Zambia and in copper. So on copper, absolutely yes, extremely excited at what lies ahead. If we move into South Africa, the opportunity in South Africa is real. We've demonstrated it. There are further growth opportunities in chrome. We are clearly on our way to exceed that 2.1 million tons of chrome concentrate product per annum. The team is doing an exceptional job in achieving that. And just to put that into perspective, if you roll the clock back 5 years, we were producing 40,000 tons. And we're now speaking of 2.1 million tons by Jubilee. PGM, the market is still depressed. The platinum prices are particularly low. Palladium is low. But for us, that byproduct that comes out of our chrome operations is a beneficial add-on. It doesn't make or break the company at all. It's a great earnings potential that is added onto our chrome operations. And as you see, as we announced in Chrome Update, we are currently constructing two further chrome beneficiation plants, our chrome division, as that grows and yet into another step. I mean, the two plants are adding nearly 400,000 tons to 500,000 tons of product additional onto our portfolio. So chrome, it's one of those examples where we have shown the industry that these reefs can be processed efficiently, that what was previously regarded as low-grade or discardable material is actually very profitable material if you recover and process it correctly. And it's exactly that philosophy that I have no doubt will be educating the copper industry as well.
Very good. I see what we said 6-7 months ago, maybe longer now, is coming to fruition. I mean, I think these two purchases are going to allow you, obviously you can't say it, but are going to allow you to say it won't be 25,000 tons of copper, it'll be more like 50,000 tons of contained copper. And yes, that might take you a year or so to get to that point, but once you're at that point, then it's going to be plain sailing, and you will be producing a huge amount of cash. I mean, what are you going to do with all this cash? Your mentality then is going to be what? Are you going to continue to try and purchase and get more facilities to be able to do more production of the copper? Or alternatively, you're going to start looking at giving money back to shareholders in the form of dividends?
Well, that's two very good questions. I mean, the first and foremost, we look at the return on investment for our investors. At the moment, the growth that copper offers far outstrips that the return of cash. The amount of the return on that investment to grow our copper is clearly our priority right now. But coming 2 years ahead into the future, no doubt we're in a position where that needs to be considered, whether the time to return some of that support, return some of that investment investors had and the belief they've had in our company to achieve these results, to return that as dividends. It's a discussion the board is having. When is that optimal position between growth investment and returning on dividends? And I don't see that as too far in the distant future.
Very good. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I look forward to you updating us more on what it is. And next time we're down in South Africa or Zambia, we'll look forward to catching up with you. Hopefully we're going to visit Zambia again in the not too distant future, so maybe we can go and see Rowan in action, which would be good.
Absolutely. I mean, it's great because you've seen the history of the development. It'll be brilliant to go and visit and invite shareholders to keep an eye out on our website as the new videos of our operations, of Project M, of Project G, all of them are being rolled out. The reason why they're such strange names is purely, as you said, we've just for now named them based on the letter within their name. We are busy coming up with a bit more appropriate names in the near future.
Yeah, we'll update the podcast description with some links to those videos so listeners can have a look at those. Absolutely. And on that note, we'll say Leon Kurtz, the CEO of Jubilee Metals, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks for the opportunity.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.